Okay, and we have a very special little person with us today. Luna, come on down. Run, 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 run. Bounce, bounce, bounce so the people can hear. There you go. Hello, how are you? Good? Ah, it's wonderful to see you, Luna. Well, we heard a wonderful, wonderful message from the book of John that Grandma just read, yeah? And I'm going to tell you a little story to try and explain a little bit about the Holy Spirit, okay? All right. So I want you to imagine, because I didn't know there were going to be any children here, I want you to imagine you are standing in the church with me, Pastor Greg, and hey, here you are. Now I'm going to switch on a pedestal fan. You know what a pedestal fan is? The one that stands up on a stand and blows from side to side. Imagine there's one standing there, and I turn it on and point it at you. What do you think's going to happen? You'll blow away. Okay. What do you think you'll feel? You'll feel some air, okay, or some wind. All right, imagine. Do you feel a cool breeze blowing across your face? Oh, especially today, hey? Now I'll hand each of you a paper streamer. And I want you to hold the streamer in front of the fan. Hold it up. There we go, in front of the fan. What's happening to your streamer? It's blowing away. Is it swirling around? Hey? What makes your streamer move like that? The air that's coming from the fan. Well, today I want to talk about something, someone really, we can't see, but we know he's there. Ah, is it God? Good question. Great question. All right, are you totally sure there's wind blowing everything around, even though you can't see it? Yeah? Yeah? We can't see the wind, can we? But we sure can see what it's doing, can't we? It's blowing things around. I see it blowing your streamers. Some of your hair is moving, and I reckon you feel a bit colder than you did before. Oh, can you imagine? Would you feel colder? Unless it was heated air. Good thinker. Do you know what this reminds me of from the gospel story today? Who did Jesus promise to send? A big word. It's one that you mightn't know very well. The advocate. The advocate. It means a helper. Okay? Who do you think the helper is? You're right when you said God. You're absolutely right. But which person of the Godhead? We talk about Jesus said he would send who? A helper. So we've got God the Father, we've got Jesus, and we need the Holy Spirit. Good girl, the Holy Spirit. Okay, he's an amazing gift that Jesus left for us when he returned to heaven to be with his Father. And you know who I'm talking about. We've talked about that, haven't we? That's right, God's Holy Spirit. Jesus promised us an advocate or helper, and that helper is the Holy Spirit. We don't see the Holy Spirit because he lives inside of everyone who calls Jesus their Lord and Savior. But just like the wind from the fan today, and you know that wind is blowing, even though we can't see the Holy Spirit, we know that he brings us comfort and help. We see the effects of the Holy Spirit's work in our lives. What does he do? What does the Holy Spirit do? You'll learn about this in confirmation later on, but he helps bring the church together, the people together for worship. Okay? He helps remind us about the words of Jesus, which give us comfort and protection. He guides us. He teaches us. He does all those sort of things. Okay, we're not even aware he's around, but we see the effects of his work, just like we saw the wind blowing out from the fan. Hey, good girl. Is that good news? Yeah, let's pray. Hands together. Don't squeeze the eyes too tight. Okay. God, even though we can't see you, we know you are real. We also know your Holy Spirit is real. thank you for the comfort you bring us through the gift of your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right, you can go back to Mum now if you like, and that toasty warm heater at the back of the church there. Okay.